Umaj, when we hear the criticism about another sannyasi in a lecture, public lecture, public means all the devotees are sitting. So there may be tendency that the disciple of the guru is giving this lecture. They also start criticizing all the sannyasi. They also start seeing the faults. So will it promote the already ongoing guru groupism in ISKCON when they say that my guru is best because this sannyasi has this fault, that sannyasi has that fault? So will it increase this guru groupism in ISKCON?
Guru groupism is based on unnatural and uninformed, in other words, fanatical praise of and attachment to one's own guru. Criticism, which I'm doing sometimes, it's not a general thing, but the reason that I do that is not meant to be a personal attack, but the whole point is that discerning persons should see what is to be done and what is not to be done. Pravritting cha nivritting cha janana vidura suraha. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that those who do not know what is to be done, what is not to be done, they're demoniac. So we should know what is right and what is not right on the basis of Shastra, as Krishna says in that same chapter. So generally, we tend to unthinkingly accept whatever anyone in a position in ISKCON is doing. But I propose that we shouldn't do that, because history has shown, the short history of ISKCON has shown, that often people in leading positions do deviate from the proper standard, and those who follow them become deviated. They lose their Krishna consciousness by following people who are not properly following Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So it's not supposed to create more of the groupism, which is based on the neophyte approach of just accepting everything without thinking. I accept my guru. My guru says, okay, that must be right, that must be best. But rather to have devotees think and understand and act accordingly. I don't say that you have to accept what I say, either in praise or criticism of anybody. It's not even meant to be criticism of anybody so much as... It's not so much meant to be criticism of others as pointing out wrong teachings or that will deviate us. So beware of that. Don't just accept it blindly.